And today on the Friday Blend, we have a live on-air performance by Mike Frank, John Smith, and Bob Noble. They are performing in various groups at the upcoming Winter Jam 2025 at the Sherman Theater on Saturday, February 8th in Stroudsburg. The Winter Jam features performances by four bands, including Deal, Mike Frank and Friends, the Joe Cerotti Trio, and the Adventures of Matt Black. Today's guests are in two of those bands, Mike Frank and Friends and Deal. Welcome to WDIY.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah, we'll bring you up here. All right, here we have you again.
Oh, what's up? How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, well, great to have you guys in. First time to have you on the air here at WDIY. I don't think any of you have played here on the air yet.
Negatory. This is the first time.
Well, welcome to the studios here in our intimate confines. Your group, Mike Frank and Friends, is an original rock jam band from the Northwest New Jersey region that started in 2008. Mike Frank and Friends were regulars at Black and Blue in Easton, still play at Pearly Baker's and at Stoke Pizza as a duo with Bob Noble. I believe the two of you do that.
Yeah, we do that often, quite often. We just played there last night, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, you take the high road as your most recent album, and it made my top 46 of 2024, The Friday Blend. How long ago did you write the songs that were formally released on this album this last year, and what was involved with recording and producing it?
Well, we did record it. This was probably the second time around for recording You Take the High Road. And I think maybe like 10 years ago, we've had the song You Take the High Road and some other ones. But that one got all messed up in production and stuff, and the things were all messed up, and we just redid the entire thing, and it took a while for it to get, but we abandoned some of the songs that were on the original version of You Take the High Road, and we wrote some new ones. I put some new ones on it that weren't necessarily on the original one. So, yeah, we had like Tumbleweed was a new one. Jive was a newer one that we did. That was like our COVID jam.
Yeah, Chupacabra, too.
Yeah, Chupacabra. That's always a fun little one to do. It gets everybody amped up a little bit.
But some of them are like 10, 12, 14 years old?
10, yeah, 12 years old, yeah. Some of them. Scarecrow has been around for a while. When I started writing songs and stuff, that was like an idea. But it's progressed. Like, it changed over the years, and playing with different people changed it. So it was just... It's a project in progress, always.
Well, could you play us something from that album?
Yeah, sure. You want to do... What do you want to do first? You want to do Scarecrow? Tumbleweed?
Tumbleweed.
We'll do Tumbleweed first. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three... Tumbleweed.
Well, that's Mike Frank and John Smith and Bob Noble live in our studios here at WDIY. And that's a great song that closes the album, I believe, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it sure does.
So it's probably the shortest thing on the album. And you tend to play a lot of stuff, a lot of material that's longer, right?
It happens, yeah. We definitely go off the rails when it comes to that.
And that's great. On the recording, you kind of really, did you have to like exercise some discipline to kind of keep the songs down under 5 minutes?
We definitely did that in the studio. We were like, we got to cut these down and have specific time frames for everything. So to keep it down as much as possible. So I think that was the closest we came to a radio friendly song.
Yeah, that one clocked under 3 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, that's, radios love that, right?
Yes, we do. but I can play longer tunes here, so.
Oh, that's, well, sweet. That's good. That's good to know. We'll have to make some longer ones, Bob.
And yeah, Scarecrow's one of those, a longer one.
Yeah, that is a longer one. Yeah, that one really can go out there.
It can go out
that
there.
That can be a good 12 minutes sometimes.
And it's a great tune. I love it. And you did, it's about half that long on the album.
Yeah, we definitely like to improv and do that kind of stuff. And with our bandmates, we couldn't come today. We have to say hey to them all, Steve and Josh.
Maiko.
Mr. Maiko. We started playing with a keys player, Brian. We're pretty excited to have Brian coming to Winter Jam with us, play keys for us.
So what's your history with Winter Jam? It's the fourth annual time it's been held.
Well, it's been going on longer than that. If you look back throughout the years, my friend Eric, who helps us out a good deal with the band, he got involved, and I had gotten involved maybe 10 years ago with the Sherman Theater, and we had been asked to come and play it. And then the guy who used to do the booking for it, I don't think he works at the Sherman anymore, so we offered to host it and put it together. Eric, my friend, and I, and the band. So we've been doing that now for four years.
This is the third time.
Yeah, third time.
Yeah.
I believe Eric mentioned it was the fourth annual one, but it's not worth.
Well, yeah, we did one before that. I think we did one before. I forget.
This is our third time hosting it.
I think
it's our fourth time hosting it.
Eric hosted one as well before that as well. So
I understand you're releasing vinyl too.
Yeah. We have an actual record, which is like.
It's got blue vinyl, right?
It's like tie-dye blue.
Yeah, it's a really cool looking piece.
Yeah, it's nice. And our friend, who's also named Eric, he designed the album art, which is a long exposure of the sky, which is about the highest road you can possibly take, I think, as far as you take the high road. Stars.
All right. Well, live in the studios, Mike Frank, along with John Smith and Bob Noble. And could you play us another tune from your most recent album, which is called You Take the High Road?
Sure. We'll do Scarecrow for you. Blind. This red, red love.
just because you can see. Just because you might never know. This doesn't mean
Well, that's Mike Frank and John Smith and Bob Noble live on the air here at WDIY. That's a great tune. Really enjoy that.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, so really looking forward to hearing you play with Mike Frank and friends at Winter Jam at the Sherman Theater on February 8th. And as we continue here on The Blend, Bob Noble plays bass with John Smith, who is the lead guitarist for Deal, celebrating the music of the Grateful Dead, who put forth their own flavor and voice of the Dead's music. Deal is one of the two prominent Dead tribute bands in the Lehigh Valley with a strong following of fans, and Deal can be seen at several venues in the area, including Hijinks Brewery and the Upper Saucon Social Quarters, and you just recently played there. And John, I love some of the spacey psychedelic directions that Deal includes in their performances, and how do you describe your flavor of Grateful Dead?
Well, the Grateful Dead music have become more like standards, you know, like you have jazz standards. So it's a great template for improv. So we just kind of, you know, we tend to just kind of play how we're feeling that day, you know. So,
but you don't. So you don't have a certain direction of material that you're pulling from their catalog.
We try to pull from pretty much everything, you know.
All of it. Yeah.
We've played probably close to 100. More. Of their cat.
More.
So, yeah, we try to mix it up because we get a lot of the same crew coming down to check us out every weekend, so we don't want to, you know, play the same 20 tunes. So
what are some of those psychedelic ones that you're doing that they kind of seem to drift really out there? And
Well, the other one kind of goes.
The other one really goes.
Yeah.
It's that Let It Grow, that one.
Let It Grow, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Estimated profit.
Yeah, some of the ones that they either fall apart and you fall on your face or everyone loves it, you know. But that's kind of the magic and the mystique of the Grateful Dead, too. You know, they had their bad nights, they had their good nights. We try to have only good nights, but.
So you rotate your set list pretty often when you play?
Yeah. So we'll try to mix it up.
Every night's different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah,
if we do three shows in a weekend, we won't repeat a song.
Really?
And that we start stretching it when we do three in a row.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of material you've worked out over the years, and then you can easily pull from that.
We basically, if we want to do a new tune, it's kind of convenient that there's 100 recordings of whatever song. So we may not even get together and rehearse. In fact, we usually don't because we're kind of spread out. So we just say, hey, man, check out this version of this song. We're going to play it this weekend. And it usually comes together pretty good that way. So that, you know, using that technique, we can pretty much play any of the songs unless they're like, you know, some of the more complex parts, right?
Well, it's pretty remarkable. And I really enjoyed that show at the Upper Saucon Club that you were at. And is that a place that you all frequent?
We play there usually once, maybe twice a year for the past couple of years. So, you know, they don't have, they're not known as a music venue, but they do have that nice room in the back with the big stage. So they're starting to do music, you know, on the weekends. So we hope to play over there more. It's a really nice place.
Yeah, I saw a garage band, The Creatures, after the band was no longer around, they had Creature Fest, and a lot of bands played there, and yep. The Grip Weeds from New Jersey, and yeah, some really great stuff. Bob, you're a busy guy with many irons in the fire. You're a farmer. You have alpacas, right?
Alpacas, llamas, and chickens.
And you play bass in a few groups and bring together a different group of musicians each week on Tuesdays at Black and Blue in Easton. So you organize a different show at Black and Blue each week and play bass with each band. So how does that collaboration occur with each group? And it could be electric or acoustic or gypsy jazz or rock and maybe even country.
Yeah, I just try to. I have a lot of talented friends, which makes it easy. So I just try to think about who pairs well together. And then I text them and ask them if they want to do it. And then I send out a list of tunes. Or I ask people, hey, what do you want to do? Everybody pick a few tunes. Or if people aren't picking tunes, I'll pick them for them. And then I just kind of throw a set list together, throw a band together. And they're all such good musicians that it all seems to come together. And then certain bands, certain combinations really work great, so we bring them back, you know. But I try to make sure that it's the same, you know, whatever, 30 people that we see there every week. So I try to keep it interesting and entertaining for guys like you.
So, is, you know, and I come there pretty frequently, and I'm always impressed. You know, I'm a regular there. So when Winter Jam comes around, is it kind of a culmination of those bands that are playing with you that you bring to Black and Blue and for one night of music?
This year, that's a nice way to look at it. It's like the Black and Blue All-Stars. You know, everybody who comes there on Tuesday night will be on a much bigger stage, higher stakes. And, you know, we all have a good connection with each other, and, you know, that's a nice way to look at it.
Could you play us a dead tune to close out this afternoon's performance here on The Blend?
We can try.
Sure.
We'll try it out.
All right, Brown Eyed Women.
You want to do it? Yeah. You want to do the...
Yep.
One, two. Up your plowed fields brown. Gone are the days when ladies said please, Jack Jones, won't you come back to me?
Brown-eyed women in red grenadine, puddle was dusty but the liquor was clean.
Sound of the thunder like the old man is getting old. '1920, when you stepped to the bar, drank to the dregs of the whiskey jar. '1930, when the wall caved in, made his way selling red eye gin. Sound of thunder with rain pouring down. Looks like the old man is getting old. Mother of twins, two times over and the rest were sins. Raised eight boys, only I turned back. Didn't get the licking that the other ones had. Still drank down by
he's ready to kill. Brown-eyed women in red grenadine. The bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of thunder with rain pouring down. Looks like the old man is getting old. Gone are the days when the ox fall down. Take up the yoke and plow the fields around. Gone are the days when the ladies said, please, Jen, Jack, Joan, won't you come back to me? Brown-eyed women in red grenadine. The bottle was dusting, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with rain. Born down, looks like the old man is getting old. And it looks like the old man is getting old.
John Smith, Bob Noble, and Mike Frank, live here on the airwaves of WDIY. Thanks for being my guest today on the Friday Blend right here at WDIY.
Thanks for having us, Carlos.
Yeah, make sure to catch them at the Winter Jam at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg on February the 8th, featuring Deal, celebrating the music of the Grateful Dead, Mike Frank and Friends, the Joe Cerati Trio, and the Adventures of Matt Black.